Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were talking about some of the differences between the old church and the new church. Let's end the week on those thoughts.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Well, verse 4, remember there, he says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Well, going back to the flesh is not overcoming the world. And so you know just by that, they're not of God. And, you know, and it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the very same chapter that I just mentioned about his ministers of light that are really devils. They name the name of Jesus, but then it tells us it's another Jesus, but it's not the Jesus of the Bible. So we know that. But notice what our salvation teaches us in the book of Titus, chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Now, when a person gets saved, that Holy Ghost begins working in his heart. And so when the Holy Ghost works in the heart, what's he doing? He teaches, and he'll use the Word of God to teach. That's why you encourage a new convert to get into the Word of God on a daily basis at home, as well as being faithful to the church services, all the services of the church, Sunday school, everything, that they may grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, I find this interesting, because that old cross, you know, it produces saints, but there's a new cross today that's producing strategists and statisticians. In today's movement, everybody's spirituality is measured by their production. You know what? The first step the old cross demanded was a relationship with Jesus Christ. The new cross just demands results. Just produce statistics, and we'll say that you are a spiritual giant. The old cross demanded sanctification. That is, separated from the world, separated unto God. That's what sanctification is. The new cross demands only statistic. Now look, I'm for numbers. God put a whole book in the Bible called Numbers. He told us about 3,000 people that got saved and baptized on the very day of Pentecost. I'm for getting everybody saved that we can get saved. I'm not against keeping records. I'm for every bit of it. But now you hear me and hear me well. Numbers do not make you spiritual. Now you ought to be a witness. You ought to be warning souls on a daily basis. But I know some people who are carnal as the devil, so to speak, they have brought souls to the Savior. Now, I think a spiritual person will bring souls to the Savior, but I don't think that you are automatically spiritual because you do. So again, keep it in mind that we are called to sanctification. And so this salvation that we have, the Holy Ghost begins to work in us, and It teaches us that denying ungodliness, things that are not godlike, and worldly lust. You ever hear people talk about, hey, we got grace today. Hey, we're living in the age of grace. They always apply grace or liberty to the flesh to fulfill its desires. And they miss it by a country mile, somebody used to say. A country mile, that means that's a great big miss. And the idea is simply this. They apply liberty and grace to the flesh instead of the way God applies it. God applies it to the spirit being freed from the power of the flesh, of the devil, and of sin, so that they don't do those things any longer. So, it teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, right now, this present world. So, wouldn't you say that soberly, righteously, godly is the opposite of worldly lust and ungodliness, of doing what the flesh desires instead of what the Spirit directs through His Word? Now, my friend, I want to say something here that is very true. God nor His Word never justifies the works of the flesh, even if they're done in the name of Jesus Christ. He will not justify it for that. Now, I know that people do today, but that doesn't make it right. Too many people have made this mistake about salvation, both in the way it's presented and those that received it. They have placed their faith in a prayer. Pray this prayer. Jesus, I'm a sinner. Oh, I need forgiveness. I believe Jesus died for me and was buried and rose from the dead. I ask Him to come in my heart and save me right now. Amen. Okay, I'm saved. Now I can live like I want to. Now, they usually don't say, I can live like I want to, but all of a sudden, people are telling about, oh, it's all right to do this, it's all right to do that, that even in their unsaved flesh, they knew was wrong. They did those things, but they knew that those are things that a Christian shouldn't do. See, we have them with faith in saying that prayer like they're magic word prayers. You say these words, you're saved. They're the magic words. No. You are entering into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, just like I've told you before, when I married my wife, I repeated what the preacher said, and then I said, I do. She did the same thing. And she said, I do. It's not that I do is magic words, but rather, it was me giving my word to her and her giving her word to me. And we did it before witnesses and in the eyes of the state, but especially in the eyes of God, we were married from that moment. When you come into a relationship with Jesus Christ, you're coming into that relationship where He is the head and you're submitted. The Bible calls us the bride of Christ. Now, He's not talking about gender. People say, are we all going to be women in heaven? No, it's not that. Okay, but He's talking about gender. God created woman to be a helpmeet. She helps man meet the call of God on his life. The man needs a helpmeet, and the woman is that. God made the man the head of the home because the home needs a leader. But God is head over the man. He's head over all. And so what we're seeing then is that a threefold cord, as Ecclesiastes says, is not quickly broken. When the man's the head of the woman, and God is the head of the home, the man and the woman. Now, having said that, God is the head, God's in charge. When a man does not take the headship of the home, he's not the spiritual head of his home, he's not the first guy, then my friend, that home is going to have problems. When the wife tries to usurp that authority, change his authority and make herself the authority and and undercut him so that when he tells the kids to do something, she lets them do it anyway and not do whatever they don't want to do, then she is really doing a very terrible thing. You remember when Moses struck the rock and God said only speak to it? Because he'd already struck the rock once in another part of the wilderness. Now it's only supposed to speak to it. Why? Because that was a picture that Christ would die once for all sin for all time. And then after that, when men would call upon the name of the Lord, they'd be saved. So he's supposed to call on that rock to bring forth water, the water of life. Well, same way, a lady in her marriage, she represents the believer. And she is to have that commitment to the husband as the believer is to have to Christ. Not to rebel, not to be unsubmissive. Because she's not only being a loving wife and loving her husband as the Lord would have her to love him, but she is demonstrating what a Christian is supposed to be. The husband, likewise, when he doesn't take the spiritual headship or any other of the headship of the home, he is failing to exercise that which is an example to others, not only of what a home should be and what a man should be, but of what God is in us and the place that he has to us. Now, the men can learn from the women in that their submission should teach that man how to be submitted to God. A husband should not expect any more submission from a wife than he has for God. You see? Now, I say all of that, that even though they get married, they may be a good husband, a good wife, bad wife, or just average. But they're still married. You see, they are married. Now, when you get saved, you give your life to Christ. And on the one hand, it's the picture of a husband. But on the other hand, it's a picture of a child and a father. So he spanks those that are his own. It says he chastens and he scourges. The word scourge means to flog with a whip in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 8. And he says, if you're without that, you're not one of his. You can't be worldly. You can't be ungodly. You can't be in sin and not have the chastening of God upon you. So, my friend, that's why I say God nor his word ever, never does it justify the work of the flesh, even if we try to do them in the name of Jesus. Never. Now, we not only know our redemption is from his grace or by his grace in dying for our sins and paying our penalty. But it also produces in us a new nature as his possession. So we know our responsibility. And what is that responsibility? We live godly, soberly, righteously in this present world.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.